The New Jersey NAACP State Conference has long stepped into court battles in some capacity, but its participation in the state's case against South Jersey Democratic power broker George Norcross and his allies has some activists concerned. WHYY's Kenneth Burns has more.
A coalition of organizations, including the state NAACP, are arguing before the court that the indictment against George Norcross, former Camden Mayor Dana Redd, and others violates free speech. Greg Zeff is the legal redress chair of the New Jersey NAACP State Conference.
Whether you're a powerful politician or the simple mayor of the city of Camden, to bring the power of the government down upon you, threatening your freedom, is very chilling.
But Darnell Hardwick, a longtime community activist in Camden, says the state's indictment is far from a free speech issue.
This is a RICO case. This has nothing to do with First Amendment.
The coalition argues that a recorded conversation from 2016 between Norcross and developer Carl Dranoff over a view easement for the Victor Loss residences was just business talk. During the alleged conversation, Norcross wanted Dranoff to extinguish the easement and resorted to expletives when he wasn't getting his way. State prosecutors accused Norcross of threatening Dranoff. The quote in the indictment cannot be repeated on broadcast radio, but it ended with Norcross warning Dranoff that he would not be doing business in Camden ever again. Defense attorneys argued that the exchange was part of hard bargaining between two businessmen. The coalition argued the state was punishing free speech. Ultimately, the indictment was dismissed last February. An appeal awaits the Appellate Division of Superior Court. Zeff says while the expletive Norcross used is seen as inappropriate, he has a right to say it.
To say that someone should be indicted and that the mayor of a city should be indicted because someone else said that is incredibly terrifying in a nation where the rule of law is supposed to prevail.
Hardwick was active in NAACP Camden County Branch Number 2080 and led investigations into initiatives championed by Norcross, such as charter schools, a county takeover of the Camden City Police Department, and tax credits that were created for businesses that moved their companies to the city. The branch was suspended in 2021 for, quote, behavior inimical to the well-running of our historic organization, according to the state conference. Hardwick says Zeff and state NAACP President Richard Smith did not follow protocol before participating in the legal brief. According to the organization's bylaws and a training document obtained by us, the National NAACP President and General Counsel must approve whether a conference can enter into litigation.
And that's very unfortunate, you know, because throughout the brief, they're talking about the membership of the NAACP being aggrieved, but the membership never voted to say they are aggrieved on this.
It's not clear whether protocols were followed. The National NAACP did not respond to a request for comment. Zeff also did not respond to follow-up questions of whether the national headquarters had signed off on the legal request. Smith told the Jersey Vindicator earlier this year that he was responsible for the brief and that he did not seek permission from the organization's executive committee. Daniel Fee, spokesman for George Norcross, said in a statement that Norcross was pleased that so many individuals and organizations have recognized that the Attorney General's case was meritless and was more about playing politics than seeking justice. The Appellate Division has not set a date for oral arguments. From the New Jersey Desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.